I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Russia unleashed the largest wave of airstrikes on Ukraine in almost 3 months in the early hours of Sunday morning, Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports.
Ukrainian officials said 120 missiles and 90 drones were deployed in a sweeping overnight attack that targeted critical infrastructure. Several people have already been reported dead around the country, from Lviv in the west to Dnipropetrovsk in the southeast. Emergency services could be seen carefully extracting the remnants of a missile that bypassed air defenses on the top of a residential building. The attack has caused severe damage to Ukraine's power system, the country's largest private energy provider said, and triggered emergency power cuts in numerous regions. Ukrainians have for weeks been bracing for such an attack, expected to cause long blackouts and ramp up psychological pressure just as winter sets in. What's more is that the latest wave comes as the war approaches this week's 1,000th day since Russia's full-scale invasion. The latest onslaught piles more pressure on Ukraine as Moscow's troops notch up their fastest battlefield gains in the east since 2022. The Russian effort to seize the entire industrial Donbass region comes despite troops taking heavy losses, according to Kyiv and the West.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. A rare Israeli airstrike on central Beirut has killed Hezbollah's chief spokesman. An official with the militant group confirmed that Mohammed Afif was killed on Sunday. The latest in targeted killings of senior Hezbollah officials comes as Lebanese officials consider a United States-led ceasefire proposal. Israel also bombed several buildings in Beirut's southern suburbs where Hezbollah has long been headquartered. This is VOA News. While the incoming Donald Trump administration is highly unlikely to prioritize the Amazon or anything related to climate change, U.S. President Joe Biden wanted to make his administration's position known while he is in Brazil for the summit of the 20 largest economies, the G20. VOA's Christina Manente has more.
Joe Biden has become the first current U.S. president to set foot in the Amazon rainforest. He arrived Sunday for a brief stop in the Brazilian city of Manaus. The visit comes as the U.S. is expected to scale back its commitment to combating climate change under the incoming Trump administration. Biden is expected to take an aerial tour over a part of the world's largest tropical rainforest, meet local and indigenous leaders, and visit an Amazonian museum as he looks to highlight his administration's commitment to the preservation of the region. Christina Manente, VOA News.
A powerful typhoon in the Philippines has wrecked houses, caused towering tidal surges, and forced hundreds of thousands of people to flee to emergency shelters. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Typhoon Mani slammed into the eastern island province of Catanduanes on Saturday night. That prompted the country's weather agency to warn of potentially catastrophic and life-threatening situations in provinces along its path. It's the sixth major storm to pound the country in less than a month. In videos seen by the Associated Press from Catanduanes, trees have been blown over, power lines are down, and homes have been flooded. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the typhoon, which was forecast to blow northwestward on Sunday across northern Luzon, the archipelago's most populous region. I'm Karen Chamas.
People in Senegal have voted in a parliamentary election that will decide whether the country's president will be able to carry out ambitious reforms 6 months after he was voted in on an anti-establishment platform. President Bassirou Diomaye Faye's political party currently does not hold a majority in the assembly, which he says has blocked him from executing promised reforms. He dissolved the opposition-led parliament in September, paving the way for Sunday's snap legislative election. The leaders of Nigeria and India have pledged stronger ties in maritime security and counterterrorism during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's first visit to Nigeria. He was hosted Sunday by President Bola Tinubu in the capital city Abuja, where both spoke of a new chapter in their strategic partnerships in the areas of defense, energy, technology, trade, and development. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.